as you lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
God beyond destruction. Exodus 23:25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread. Say amen.
Amen.
And your water. Say amen.
Amen.
And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Say amen.
Amen.
That you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. For everyone who serves the Lord in this church, may you be blessed.
Amen.
I said, may you be blessed.
Amen.
I said, may you be blessed.
Amen.
May the Lord bless your bread and your water.
Amen.
May the Lord bless your going out and your coming in.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and your seed, your offsprings.
Amen.
May the Lord bless whatever your hands finds to do.
Amen.
May the Lord bless wherever your feet stretch upon.
Amen.
Wherever you stand, may you walk in blessing.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. And so if God blesses when we serve, then the devil should have something to do about it.
Because
the enemy doesn't want people to be blessed. And so then he has to do everything to distract them. So that they cannot serve the Lord. That is where Job 13:15 comes in. The Bible says, though he slays me, yet I will trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways. I will keep my own ways before him. Job says, though he slays me, yet will I trust him. And I will keep my own ways. I will not change. I will not change because he slays me. You must understand that most people serve God only when all is well. Most people serve God when there is no problem. When there is no issue. Only few can remain loyal to God when there is a change or when there is an issue. Are you hearing me? If you are hearing me, wave your hands. Let me see. And so you must understand that the key way to make our service attract the reward and attract the blessing God promises in Exodus 23:25 is when we serve the Lord with an attitude of irrespective of what happens to me. Until you get to the place where you can tell yourself that I serve God no matter what, the devil will test you. Until you get to the junction of your life where you tell yourself that I will serve God irrespective, the enemy will tempt you. I said, tell him. Until you get to the place where you are settled in your spirit that nothing will make me stop serving God, then many things will come to stop you. It's very easy to serve God at ordinary times.
But for you to stand out, you must learn to serve the Lord in extraordinary times. In strange moments. In difficult moments. When there are inconveniences. When there are changes. When things have changed. You must learn to serve God. Irrespective of the changes that comes your way. That is the only way where you can serve to the end. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Or clap your two hands together for the Lord. God, the problem is that we live in a generation where people do not want to be inconvenienced with anything. That is why everything we have, they are devising remote systems for them. So that you don't even need to get up to open your fridge. You press bang to open. So that you don't need to get up to turn on your TV, you press turn on. So that you don't need to get up from your car and open your gate. Right in your car, you press on and off, and then the gate open. We are living in a generation where we don't want inconvenience. We want everything to be fast, comfortable and convenient. True or not true? So you realize that the only way you can serve God is by changing that mentality, because you have imported that attitude into kingdom service. That it looks like I can only go to church when the church is close to me. I can only serve God when I am close. Or I can only serve God when I have money. Why didn't you come to church? I didn't come to church because things are not going well. We don't want to serve God with inconvenience. We want to be comfortable before we can serve God. But may that not be your story. I said, may that not be your story. I said, may that not be your story.
Amen.
Now, there are several ways that the enemy will try to distract us when we are serving the Lord. The first way is through temptations. When we use the word temptation, it suggests a satanic involvement. When there is a temptation, the objective is that you will fall. But when there is a test, the objective is that you will be promoted. There are two things. Your school do not set exams for you to fail you. They need more people to graduate. But they set the exam for you so that you will justify why you were promoted. So tests are given for promotion. But temptation are given for demotion. When somebody is tempting you, he's tempting you with the mentality that this guy, I'll make him fall. This guy, he will never move forward. This guy, I'll make sure that he... So temptations are born out of, with the objective of a fall. But testing comes for promotion, comes for our elevation. Do you get the difference? So whenever you hear temptation, there is an involvement of Satan. That's why the Bible says God do not tempt anyone. So we should all not tempt God. But God tests us. So the number one way the enemy can distract you from serving the Lord for your blessing is by tempting you. So satanic orchestrations against you can cause you to lose your service in the kingdom. The enemy can set you up. You end up in fornication. You can no longer go to church. The enemy can set you up. You are now sick. Put a sickness on you. Because of that, you cannot serve the Lord like the way you used to. You used to be in the choir. You used to be in the ashes. The enemy can set you up. And a trouble will happen to you. It will tempt you, hardship, difficulty. And before you realize, you cannot serve the Lord anymore. I pray for 100 people here this morning. That any temptation the enemy brings upon you, may you rise above it.
Amen.
Your amen is looking for recharge.
Amen.
May you rise above temptations.
Amen.
May you rise above temptations. We see the story in the book of Job. When Job was serving the Lord so good that God could even testify of Job. Then the enemy said, I'll prove a point. I'm going to tempt him. He's going to fall. And you know why he's serving you in the first place. But as he failed in the case of Job, he will fail in your own case. I said, as he failed in the case of Job, he will fail in your own case. When he comes against you in one way, he will flee from you in seven ways.
Amen.
I said he will flee from you in seven ways.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together.
Now, you believe.
The second way by which the enemy can try to distract your service is by opposition and accusation of men. Oh, the way you are serving the Lord in the church, the enemy is not happy with you. Very soon, certain human beings in the church will start accusing you, will start opposing you. The way you are serving God so well in your family, it's not every family member who is excited. Very soon, there may be opposition, there may be accusation.
And
you go to church too much. When you go to church, can't you return home? And you cry, is the church for your father? Is the church for your mother?
How many of you have been hearing such words already? Oh, come on, give it.
You've
been hearing such words already.
So you cry, can't you rest? Don't you know that you are going to fall sick? These are words of accusation. These are words of opposition. They come to challenge your faith. They come to water down your service in the kingdom of God. They can accuse you that you have done something wrong. Meanwhile, you did nothing wrong. But they will accuse you that you did it. They will squeeze the joy of the Lord out of your heart. That's why you see that you used to be very excited when you were going to church. But after a while, you heard certain things that were laid on you in the church, or certain things that you were accused of. And now, when you are even going to church, you are not excited anymore. May you overcome those temptations. I am talking to some people here. May you overcome such temptations. May you overcome such temptations. As you are coming all the way to men's club, somebody will tell you that, so are there no churches in your house? Are there no churches at Olebu? Are there no churches anymore at Agape? Abba. What at all is with this rescue church? Are there not churches at Odoko? Why must you go all the way to men's school? There are voices of opposition. There are voices of contention. There are voices that come to stop your service to the Lord. But from today, may you serve the Lord beyond distraction. May you serve the Lord beyond accusation. May you serve the Lord beyond opposition. Clap your two hands and say, I receive it. Oh, say, I receive it.
Amen.
Number three. I've spoken about number two. Number two, the examples are Daniel, okay? Yeah. They were attacked by human beings. The examples are Daniel, the Hebrew brothers.
Yeah, Daniel. I want to share one. So, on the Hebrew.
And then you have your own story.
And how
you are being opposed at home. Number three, frustrations of life. The difficulties of life. Sometimes the devil will try to distract you by making life difficult for you. Tell somebody, the devil doesn't like the way you serve God. Understand that. The devil doesn't like the way you serve God. So sometimes, when he sees that you're excited and you are serving the Lord, the enemy allows certain challenges or low certain challenges upon you just so that you can stop serving God.
You
hear someone say that, when I rather started going to church, now things have become bazaar. How many of you have heard those statements before? That's what is happening in the spirit. What is happening in the spirit is called frustrations.
The enemy is making life difficult for them. Just so that they will stop serving the Lord. But no matter what happens in your workplace, no matter what happens to your finances, no matter what happens in your marriage, no matter what happens in your education or in your examination, may you rise above every temptation.
Amen.
Oh, if your amen is loud, the Lord will help you. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help you. You heard the story of Zechariah in Luke chapter 1, verse 8. Read
it.
How he was barren. His wife barren. And yet his barrenness did not stop him from serving God. Announce to somebody, may your challenges never stop you from serving God. Shake him. You are the one preaching. May your challenges never deprive you of service. May we never hear you say that now things are not working, that's why I don't come for choir practice. Now things are not working, that's why I don't come for prayer warrior meeting. Now things are not working, that's why you don't see me in church. Say, far away from me. Clap your two hands together. Number four, persecution. Direct antagonism of their faith or commitment to God. Example, the apostles. They were pursued, they were killed, they were attacked. And when we go to Nigeria and other places, it's happening. We don't know when it will start in Ghana. When they enter into our homes and our churches, are you a Christian? Pam, they kill you. Are you a Christian? Pam, they kill you. We don't know when. But let's get ready because it's an end time prophecy. And it is not locationalized. It is a general thing that will get everywhere. I may not be alive by then, but if I'm alive, God expects that I'll still serve the Lord beyond any form of antagonism and persecution. May you serve the Lord beyond persecution.
So
you, nobody has put a knife on your It's just the hardship of life. It's just the hardship of life. It's just the fact that they sacked you from your workplace. You have stopped church. Your relationship collapsed. You have done aka with the church. You have a very big problem. People are declaring their faith for Jesus even with a sword on their throat. Your boyfriend broke your heart. You have stopped church.
Are you
really serious? May you serve the Lord beyond distraction. Tell him, serve the Lord beyond broken heart. Tell him, serve the Lord beyond broken heart.
Amen.
Amen. Because some people can't serve God beyond broken heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number five.
Mm-hmm.
Promotions. Sometimes promotions also cause us to stop serving God. It is not only the difficult things of life that can make you stop serving God. There are good things of life. Some of you are still serving God just because you have not gotten a certain job. You have not gotten a certain amount of money. You have not gotten something great. Like you have not gotten the marriage you are looking for. You have not gotten that kind of blessing you are really looking for. You have not gotten those children you are praying about. You have not gotten that thing. A certain amount of money has not entered your pocket. You are not driving a certain car yet.
Ask
the one by you, can you handle wealth and service? Come on, ask the person. Have you done a car with the one by you? Can you handle wealth and service? Can you be like Job? Job was described as the richest man in the East. All of you know that every country, the money is in the East. In Ghana, where is the money? You didn't say East Men's Club, you said East Lagos. The Men's Club night, forgive us, but they didn't mention your town. And I'm surprised that nobody here is from that place, but they know that is where the money is. May the Lord relocate you there.
Amen.
May you own properties at East Lagos.
Amen.
May you own properties at Trasaco. Clap your two hands, I receive it.
Amen.
But listen to me. The Bible says that Job was the richest man in the East.
Where the rich men were. And yet he was able to combine prosperity with spirituality. So prosperity is combinable with spirituality. Tell somebody it is possible to be rich and spiritual. Say, I will not be poor and spiritual. I will be rich and spiritual. Say, I'm a child of Abraham. I'm not a child of the poor man. I'm not a child of Lazarus. I'm a child of Abraham.
Are you a child of Lazarus? Why do you want to go to heaven like Lazarus?
I didn't know person call sorry to say Lazarus.
Ask the one by you, why do you want to go to heaven like Lazarus?
I didn't know person call sorry to say Lazarus.
There are two ways to go to heaven. You can go like Abraham.
Abraham.
Who was rich in cattle?
Ah, no,
rich in his business. Rich in flock. Rich in everything. And yet he made it to heaven. And you can also go to heaven like poor Lazarus.
Now bet me I remember to say Lazarus on here.
The choice is at the own table of food. The choice is you choose. Lazarus and Abraham, who went to perch who in heaven?
Lazarus and Abraham, why not in your conchain?
Who was the percher?
Why not gotten in your conchain?
Lazarus was a percher on earth and a percher in heaven.
Lazarus not to be soon as to be.
May God make you spiritual but add money to it for you. Otherwise, people will not want to serve your God. Because they'll say your God cannot even help you. You are begging for bread. The God of Abraham is a prosperous God.
Abraham,
and may that God be your God. I said, may that God be your God. Tell somebody, poverty cannot build this church building. It takes prosperity to build. So the Lord will empower you. But what I'm saying is that it also has the tendency to make you backslide. Prosperity and wealth and promotion in your workplace, in your marriage, and in life can make you also forget God. That is why God warned the children of Israel that when you enter into the land of Canaan, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to become worthy. It was he that made you rich. You will not forget. You will remember the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. You shall remember the Lord that he gave you power to become
worthy.
Deuteronomy 8, verse
18.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. So tell someone, don't forget God. So sometimes promotion can make you forget God. Now you have so much money, when we call you for church, you will not come. One of my sons told me in the States, he's in outside. He said, now I don't feel like praying because I don't know what to pray about. He said, Daddy, what you have been telling us is really true. Now that I came to this country abroad here, it's like if you say I should pray, I don't know what I'm praying about. May it never happen to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So promotion, and sometimes promotion of even the church can stop members of the church from serving God. How many of you know that God has promoted us here? If you know where we used to be and where we are now, is it the same thing?
Oh.
There is a rehobble, there is an enlargement, isn't it? It's a promotion. Now that promotion can also be the falling down of some of you. You see that today the choir sang, but certain choristers did not sing. Because our promotion has become a stumbling block to them. They say this place is too far, they can't come for rehearsals.
How are they wanting to be ma?
But when we were small, they were coming for rehearsals. You see that now that we have come here, now we don't get people to clean the place. Those who used to clean the place, they are dodging because now the place has become a bit distant from the comfort of their homes. Now the promotion we all prayed for is now becoming a stumbling block for their service. Should I go there? Or I should change the topic?
Come on, Bishop.
Should I continue?
Go there, Bishop.
Ask the one by you, have you changed since we came here? Have you changed? Some of the people from the branches, they don't even want to come here. They said, when we are looking for a car, we will struggle to get the car. So they don't come for rehearsals. They don't come to work. Everything they do in their branch, when they step here, they don't do it. Tell somebody, don't allow promotion to be your opposition. Don't let promotion bring you down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So little results, you see that people lose their focus on serving. But understand that every distraction comes only to challenge your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To shake your faith and confidence in God. Job 13:15, though he slays me, I'll keep trusting in God. The devil said, do you think that Job loves you for nothing? So the whole attack was on the faith of Job. Everything happening to you in your workplace is just because the devil wants to stop you from serving God. Everything happening to you in your marriage is just because the devil wants to stop you from serving God. Everything that is happening to you in your financial life is just because the devil wants to stop you from serving God. Everything that happens to a child of God, the devil doesn't need money for anything. He doesn't need your wife for anything. He doesn't need your children. The reason why he's taking them is because he's attacking your faith in God. Oh, yeah. Clap your two hands.
Amen.
So don't allow him.
Man,
are you going to allow the devil? Say, devil, I will not allow you. Don't allow the enemy.
Man,
it makes you ask questions like, if God is God, why are these things happening to me? When all these things happen to you, you start asking, hey, if God is God, why are these things happening? It's an attack on your faith. When all these things happen to you, it makes you shift your attention. You shift your attention from God, and you are focusing on the problem, or you are focusing on the promotion. You are focusing, there's traffic, there's this, there's that. I'm struggling. I'm not getting a job. You start focusing on trouble instead of God. May you not focus on your issues. May you serve God beyond distraction. May you serve God beyond distraction. May you maintain your focus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. All these things that come to distract you, it is just to make people doubt your faith in God. That you can, are you sure that you are serving God? Are you sure that you have not sinned against God? It makes people question your integrity. They start suspecting you. The way your church is not growing, it looks like you are sinning. Or the way your marriage is going, it looks like you are doing something bad. Because like God will hear you. No. When Job was in crisis, his friends told him that we suspect you have done something bad. But you see, when all these things happen to you, you must lift up your eyes and look upon God. Amen. And stay focused that you must serve God beyond all the distractions. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Sometimes it makes you feel like God has even abandoned you. Job kept crying to God that, God, have you abandoned
me?
Jesus said, Lord, do not forsake
me.
God only spoke to Job in chapter 38. God was quiet when the whole trouble started. So some of you are going through certain issues and it looks like God is silent in your life. Keep your focus. God will come through for you. Amen. I said God will come through for you. Amen. I said God will come through for you. Amen. So no matter what happens to you, how do you respond? Number one, don't surrender. Don't surrender. Say, I will not surrender. Say, I will not surrender. Don't surrender your convictions to the condition at all. Hold on to your faith. Though he slays me, yet will I trust him. I will maintain my ways. No matter what has happened to you, keep singing. Keep cleaning the church. Keep working for God. Keep preaching. Keep ushering. No matter what has happened to you, don't change. Tell somebody by you, don't change. Tell somebody, don't change. Hold on to God tighter when things are against you.
Trust God,
no matter what, and keep doing the things you were doing before without stopping. Keep doing the things you were doing before. Like Zachariah, he kept working as a pastor even though he was barren. So keep doing the things you are doing even though you have problems. Number two, never surrender your destiny to the comments and the company of people. Don't listen to what people are saying. Mark 4:24, Jesus warned them, be careful what you are listening to. Be careful what they are telling you in your house about this church, about how you are serving God. Be careful. Be careful what they are telling you in your workplace about serving God, about paying your tithe, about your offerings, about giving to the Lord, about cleaning the church, about serving the Lord. Be careful what they are telling you. As you are coming from far away places to this place, be careful what people tell you. So is there no church over there? Why should you go to South Makati? Be careful. Tell somebody, be careful. I didn't hear you. Tell someone, be careful. Jesus said, be careful what you listen to. So don't give ears, because what you are hearing can affect your spirit. Number three, see every promotion as a test of your faith. Genesis 39 verse 9, when Joseph was promoted and became in charge of Potiphar's house, then there was a temptation and a test. How do I know? Verse 9, Joseph said, I cannot do this against God. Where was God? He knew that his promotion was also a test from God. Hear me, somebody. Hear me. This new job you have gotten, God is testing you. This new marriage you have entered into, God is testing you. This new opportunity, this traveling opportunity you have gotten, God is going to test you. This new phase of your life you have entered, this new school you are entering, God is going to test you. This new car you have started driving, God is going to test you. Every promotion is a test from God. As the church has been promoted here to a bigger place, a more spacious place, a more blessed place, it's a test to you. God is testing your faith. Whether you still travel from far to come and worship him here. As for you, you can only serve God in around your house. As for you, you can only serve God in the church that is near your bath house. God is testing your faith. Tell somebody about you. God is testing your faith. God wants to see whether you really love him. Whether you can come from every distance to this place. It's a test on your faith. Somebody say, oh, I love the church. It's now that God will test it. It's now that God is going to test it. How you love him. How you love his church. We are now going to see your true colors. After 3 months, we will see your true colors. After 6 months, we will see your true colors. Whether you can still settle here, or you start looking for a nearby somewhere. Tell somebody, love God and pass your test. Pass your test. Because this promotion God has given rescue is a test for all members. Are you going to pass your test or you are going to fail? Esther chapter 4 verse 14. Mordecai told Esther, you, where you are, is a test for you. If you fail this test, God will raise another person to save us. If you don't come to sweep, God will raise another sweeper for the church. If you don't come to sing, God will raise another singer for the church. If you don't come to usher, God will raise another usher for the church. If you don't come to play the instrument, God will raise another instrumentalist for the church. God is testing you. This promotion is a test for you.
And I pray for you that may you pass this test. After 6 months, may we still see you coming here. After 2 years, may we still see you coming here. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Wave your hands and say thank you, Lord. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.